What's up, guys? Hey, it is Scotty Wheat. We're recording a brand new podcast. Just like the pandemic, every 18 months I have to release a new podcast episode, or they take away my coolness, my cool card. So decided to jump on here and record an audio version of the Scotty Be Funny podcast, which used to be the Great Weight podcast, which used to be the Broke Guy Club, which used to be the Broke Guy Club. I don't know. I've had so many different versions of this podcast. I have no idea what the names were. And it's just tough, dude, doing the audio versus video, because I want to record it, but I moved in with my mom. So since last time we've spoken, or you've heard me, lots has changed. Doing comedy sporadically as best I can. Major thing is my beautiful and amazing mom, Bonnie Howell, recently has gone through probably one of the worst years anyone can have. She's doing great now, but she's gone through two major brain surgeries. She just suffered cellulitis this past week, and she's now moderately independent, which is good. So, but I'm staying here with her in Chandler, Arizona, watching after her, and fell in love with two beautiful dogs now named Maggie and Winston. And I've gotten fatter, dude. Now my mom's gotten skinnier. I've taken her weight and added to me, so I'm a chunky dude, which I haven't been for a long time. Not super excited about that, but you know, hey, things happen. So hold on, guys, real quick. Alright, guys, that was a little bit of a pause. I'm doing gig work while I'm doing the recording this too, so you probably, and again, because I'm in Arizona and it's a million degrees outside, I am currently in my room with my fan playing, so you probably hear the, it's not my vibrator, guys. I'm not using those anymore. Didn't work. I am not team vibration. Alright, I'm a comedian. I'm always in, go for the joke. So that's kind of what's been going on recently with me and my life. Comedy-wise, I've been great. Just did a, for the first time in a long time, I did the club open mic. They call them New Faces. When I first got started, now it's called the open mic at the clubs. Did it stand-up live. Which is awesome. The last time I was there, I did This Week Sucks Tonight with my buddies Anwar Newton and Michael Turner, and had to follow a Wayans sister, which our cousin, Shantae Wayans, who's freaking hilarious. Just so you know, she has an HBO Max special with Damon, I'm sorry, with Marlon Wayans, her uncle, I think it's her uncle. I know. There's just too many. They're so damn talented. They're all family. But so I followed her and bombed so bad. They literally took me off the stage. There's video of it up on YouTube. Just look up This Week Sucks Tonight, and I'll see 2019. Just rifle through those episodes. I'm on one of them, and so did that. So came back, did really well. My new material's awesome. I finally have a solid set for the first time in my life of comedy. So 6+ years, finally have a solid foundation, which is what you need in comedy. You need a pillar foundation, good, and then to build from that. And I kind of detour that. So the first 5 years, I'm like, hey, I'm just gonna get up on stage and act a fool and freaking pretend and try to throw some funny stuff up there and for laughs, you know, I get it, but which helped me recently because I featured for Chris Houghton, one of the busier comedians in Southern Arizona, and we did a weekend in Tucson, and it was fun. I did like 18 minutes the first night, and was like tired, and you know, it was okay. It wasn't my best show because it was a dry show. So basically, I think everybody showed up there like super hungry and like that, and eating, and you know, you can't drink there, so it just so. It's a tough. Those are the crowds. I think if you get them laughing, especially because they're not my fans yet, it's that and urban rooms are probably my two favorite, or the challenge ones for me right now. Because I'm someone, if I can make people that laugh that aren't me, then I win. You know, so that's the cool thing about that is going into enemy territory, so to speak, and you know, making people laugh. So. So, yeah, other than that, it's good, man. Just, again, it's so hard doing these, dude. I don't know people. I commend all the comedians that can do these podcasts because, dude, I don't know. I feel weird talking to myself. It just feels like I know people will listen to it eventually, but the initial part, it's like doing voice memos, like, for jokes. Like, until I see an audience and get their reaction, I feel weird. That's why it's kind of hard for me, even me on Clubhouse. I love that app. If you guys are on there, follow me at ScottyBeFunny, just like on Instagram. Follow me at ScottyBeFunny. Social media, I'm kind of converting everything over to at ScottyBeFunny. So, Twitter's my old stuff. Twitter's like swag, SW_swag, or Scott Wheat. But yeah, so just things are going good. I'm just kind of hanging, working on new bits, dude. Like I said, I'm just thankful. I'm grateful. I'm probably the rare comedian or person that was grateful for the pandemic, not because of the disease, of course, but because it gave me opportunities to meet comedians and give me opportunities that I probably would take me more years to get to, and wouldn't have given me the mentors to help me be a better comedian, you know, that way. So I want to thank them. So Jeff Shaw, that funny dude Jeff on Instagram, Neonanda at Neonanda. And then just locally, man, all the people, Lamar Mitchell Jr., Ron Mabey, Hector Garcia, what the Hector? Chris Mosley, Tristan Bowling, you know, all those guys, yeah, that can help me out. My buddy Chip Nicholson, and also Casey Courier, who's the manager, and Mike Trop. All those guys gave me some good notes, so they've all kind of helped me in the last few years, so I really appreciate that. It's one of those things where I never knew to lose sight of that. But I did discover something recently, too. Sometimes I think I'm a bit too much. I think I do too much. So I follow a lot of famous people, a lot of, you know, blue checks, or is that what you call them on Instagram, whatever, the verified, blue-fied, Verichek, whatever, the ones you want to follow, the famous people. And what's cool is I have a good rapport with some of them. You know, they'll like some, you know, they'll share my, you know, stories on their stories. No, they'll message me back. But yeah, I think I've got too much. Like sometimes I feel like I'm being a little too much. You know, a little too. Like I need to, like, not be, like, I feel like I need to be a little, like, less, like little kid brother. I'm like, yeah, I feel like I'm, like, bugging them too much. So, to them, I want to apologize. I won't blow up their spot, but a lot of big comedy and other, you know, comedians out there. So, you know, I feel like I can do a little too much. I don't mean to, but I do. And hopefully, but I think a lot of them know, you know, again, I'm just kind of an up and coming comedian, and I'm not popular enough yet where it's going to hurt me, but I'm also not small enough where they're like, who's this dude, you know? And I think part of that helps having, you know, 62,000 followers on Instagram, which kind of helps. But, which, by the way, gonna address this on here, and whoever hears this, they want to share it, tell my enemies, anybody that's ghosted me or is blocked me or whatever on Facebook, let them, yes, I paid for some followers. Ooh, controversial. Ooh, yes. For two things, I paid so I could be, so I could, you know, qualify to write for play rooms, right? So in Hollywood and other places, they have about 10,000, they said, followers or so, on Instagram or the other ones to be considered for writing. And your boy is an amazing writer, so so I did pay for a few. I think total, again, I have 60,000. Honestly, if I'm being honest, maybe quarter of them at the most are paid for. And I paid like $20. So, it was, you know, it's one of those cheap kind of, those dudes that DM you. So I'm sure I got friggin' fleeced. Probably. I'm sure they try to fish me. Like, this guy only has $10 in his account. We can't take it. Sorry. So, yeah, so yes, I paid for, so about 40 of them are actual from, you know, my reels and from doing, yeah, like, yeah, I said like maybe a quarter I bought, so maybe 15,000 of them are what I bought, probably. So, yeah, if you guys want, I'm not going to plug the company. They're okay, but it's like, you know, like I said, it was... Yeah, I end up losing. Basically, it's one of those kind of bait and switch things. Like, I bought the followers and I end up losing them. So I might have, honestly, it may be less than that. I paid for, you know, 15,000 of the followers, but probably gained some of those back just naturally. So yes, I did buy followers. Ooh, if you guys want to not book me or you hate me for that reason, yeah, all right, I get it. But I did get, you know, brand sponsorships and to be considered being a writer's room for some shows. So those are the two reasons I did it. Also, the kind of, you know, turn on its head the whole importance of social media, because people are like, oh, he's got so many followers. Ooh, I don't care about that, you know. So kind of as a goof, I did it just so people would be like, oh, this guy's... But I don't people realize, dude, it hurts my engagement more. Having these extra, you know, having a lot of the followers, and my engagement's not that great, so. But part of it's that because I put dumb stuff up too, so. So yeah, that's the rumors addressed. You can let people know, yes, I did pay for some followers, but it was a small percentage of my current followers. I believe, yeah, because again, I lost some and gained some, so. Yeah, I know people want to gossip, like, oh, Scott, all his followers fake. They're not, just like a lot of them. Oh my gosh, people are so petty, it cracks me up. It's just that people are like, they don't want, and I see more, the older I get, the more and more I realize people just don't want to see you be successful. It's, you know, there's, it's just, it's a shame. There's a bitterness now that it's been happening for a while, and it saddens me to the point where I laugh. Because it's just so sad that people are that bitter about stuff. I mean, it's just, look, let your life, and then this is ironic because I'm talking into the same device, but your life isn't your phone, right? Like, life shouldn't be looking at your phone screen. Life shouldn't be, oh, I hope these people that I've never seen like me, or I hope these people who I'll never meet will like my photo and things like that. No, you should be cultivating that for your friends, the people you see IRL in real life, you know? It's because eventually, you know, people are going to see you, they're going to meet you, and whatever persona or, you know, facade or whatever you pretend to be on Instagram, people are going to see that in real life. Like, that's not the dude. That guy's completely different. Whereas with me, I like to think I'm pretty much the same person, you know? I mean, I'll heighten the silliness a little bit more on Instagram, or I'll heighten kind of the goofiness more on here. You know, in real life, you know, I'm pretty extrovert and pretty, like, outgoing, Yeah, and but I can also be kind of quiet and, you know, shy too, depending on the situation. Like especially if I'm around, you know, comedians that are, you know, if more, you know, that are more seasoned, more veteran than me. Like I'll talk a little bit. I try not to talk, you know, because again, I can't really share too much experience. I mean, those guys that have been doing comedy for 25, 30, or even the ones that have been doing it for 15 years, you know, like a lot of my friends, a lot of the people I follow on these podcasts, like Mark Norman and Sam Morril, or, you know, Akash Singh, or like Andrew Scholes, or, you know, the whole Flagrant crew, or the whole, you know, even though like Whitney Cummings or Bobby Lee, or, you know, a lot of these guys I see that, you know, Joe Rogan, they've been doing comedy for almost, you know, since I was a teenager, you know, some of them at least since my 20s. And so, oh yeah, you know, for me to be like, oh, you know, oh, I can, you know, hang with these guys. I got life experience, but I don't have the comedy experience. I definitely, you know, that's a, you know, as far as writing stuff down, I got plenty of experience to write from, you know. And so it's just tough, though. I made the analogy, and I thought it was a good one. I feel like being a Phoenix, it's like doing comedy in human years. In L.A., it's doing comedy, it's like in cat years. And then, you know, in New York, it's like doing it in dog years, because you have so much more opportunities, you know, on a daily, nightly basis to go do comedy. I mean, New York, you can do like 50 shows in a week, I think. It seems like it, from like the mics and the list I've seen. And then L.A., you know, LA is kind of cool. You know, you go slotted.co, or you go to the Comedy Bureau, and you can, you know, I mean, I think when I was there, like for the few days, I did like 15 mics in like three days, you know, which was kind of cool. So, I mean, that's maybe the same, but here in Phoenix, you're lucky if you get a mic a night, or if you do maybe two mics certain nights. So I wish, because we're a big city and we got a lot of great comedians. I just wish one of these local clubs, and it's been my goal, dude, for literally 5 years now. Yeah, definitely it's been something that I've been wanting to do for like at least since we used to do the CB Live open the bucket up mic there. Is, you know, I want to talk to one of the local clubs. Maybe I can talk to the guy who runs the, I think Matt who runs the but I want to do a kind of a comedy store type situation where on an off night where we can get us bigger name comedians, right, and just do like two nightly shows, do like a seven to nine show, and then do like a 10 to midnight, you know, and then, you know, and then do something like, at least they can do nightly, you know, obviously can't do it for the weekends, but if we could do like a Sunday through Wednesday, you know, or something. Because they're all the big clubs, so we could at least literally do it. 1, 2, 3. And if my friend's club, if Jim did it, we could do like at least 4 clubs where we could just, that could be like a satellite, you know, situation. But I don't know. I think kind of big picture, and right now, you know, people, they kind of scoff at my ideas. They kind of laugh at me, but which is okay. The funny thing, though, is I literally could have Mark Norman doing my friend's club. It's a smaller club. It's like a 200 room club. And he turned it down. He's like, no, I'm sorry, I want to do my freaking Class Clown or whatever their local comedy thing was. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, this is one of the most popular comedians. He was going to come into like a workout, right? I was going to pay him, you know, give him some of the gate. Because again, it's, you know, and then he would have made, you know, that guy would have made at least, you know, a few thousand bucks on that show. But I want to talk to him. I want to ask, you know, there's a few other comedians coming in, and I want to eventually, that's my goal, either to get it started this year or definitely next year. I want to talk to these clubs locally and see if I want to do like a workout Wednesday room where the comedians coming in could come in early, like a day early, right? Or do a later Thursday, maybe do a second Thursday night show, and it's a workout show. I don't know. I want to think that through. I want to talk to these clubs and see what they would think about that and what I would need to do that. Obviously, you have to reach out to the guys who are going to headline, and I'm sure the major ones aren't going to do it because they can hang tight and you know, the New York comedians can just do 8 shows a night before they fly out here and nail down stuff, or the LA comedians could probably do like 6 shows and nail it out before they come out here, but maybe other people, you know? I don't know, this is wishful thinking, dude, so. Guys, yeah, this is the return, man. Like I said, every year and a half, 18 months, I just got to check in with you guys, let you guys know. Podcast-wise, I do them occasionally. They exist. They're out there. Thank you guys so much for listening to the last one, one of my most listened to ones, because you guys probably like, this guy's never going to do one again. So we got to listen to this one. You know, Scotty dropping gems on us. So as promised, I said I would be, you know, trying to release, you know, something audio or visual, you know, podcast-wise, once a week. So this is for the first week, technically. It's a little bit past that. I get it. All right, Scott, it's August 9th. That's 9 days in the month. You promised it 2 days sooner. You know what? You get what you get, and you will like it, like my dad used to say. So, all right, guys. So this was a short little podcast. Just want to say what's up, get you guys updated. I will start doing my YouTube ones soon. Subscribe to the channel. Everyone who has subscribed already, thank you. Grazie. Gracias. Merci. Appreciate it. Obviously it's Scott Waite. YouTube.com/ScottWaite. ScottWaite. I think it's also Scotty Be Funny now, too. You can type in Scotty Be Funny also. And again, you'll see this podcast is everywhere. I recorded this on Anchor. They're amazing. Also, want to shout out, guys, my sponsors. Your Self Care Sunday. They do amazing work with you, helping you be the best version of yourself. So head over to their website, yourselfcaresunday.com, and I think if you use the promo code ScottyBeFunny, they will hook you up some goodies. Also, want to shout out the greatest compression socks in the business. Lasso Gear are amazing. At Lasso Gear on Instagram. I got their hoodie. You see it on my video clips. Even when it's 900 degrees outside, I wear it because it's so comfortable and feels good. It's like a weighted blanket. It's like, you know, the kids nowadays are wearing hoodies for comfort. I wear it too. To comfort me when I'm on stage and, you know, keep me looking fly and fresh. So go to lassogear.com, and anything that you order, if you put in Scotty Be Funny, you will save between 20 and 30% off your order. So do that. And then I'll shout out Raise, one of the OG sponsors of me, Raise Energy. Get a sweet discount, at least between also 15 to 30% off if you shop there and use my promo code ScottyBeFunny. Also, I'm in this contest for Musically for the opening act. So if you want to go and vote for me, I'll put that link here in the bio here. Right now I'm number 8. I think if I'm in the top 5, I'm gonna be honest, I don't know what happens. Top 5, I get a brag. I'm like, yo, what's up? Fifth. Like the Chappelle Show skit. So, no shows currently. I'm probably going to go. Goal is, I think Joe Rogan's filming a couple specials out here. I want to maybe hang with him if I can do that. Try to go out there. Also, my boy Akash Singh, I think he's here this weekend. Going to try to go hang out with him. I love that guy. Him, Andrew Scholes, Mark Grognia, the whole Flagrant crew. One of my favorite podcasts. So, they try to hit those guys up. I don't know. Maybe record some stuff. I don't know, dude. I'm not gonna nerd out like that. So, and on that shows my video from Sunday is coming up. Clip from Sunday. I'll probably gonna try to go to Sir Crazy tomorrow night to get on the open mic on the standby. So I may be on there if I am. Video of that will be up shortly, and yeah, we'll see. How it all goes, man. So thank you, everybody, for supporting me, loving me, thinking about me, even if you hate me, I love you too. God bless you. Live your best lives. This is Scotty Waite, and I'm out. All right, guys. So that is the podcast, man. We're just doing a little short and sweet one. Nothing fancy. That kind of gets you guys up to speed with me, kind of what's going on. And again, thank you for listening to me. I want to send also a special, a quick shout out to some people that have been sponsoring me that I've not shouted out since I've been doing podcasts, and I want to thank them. I want to thank Raise Energy, who's been sponsoring me on Instagram. What's my post lately? So if you guys are looking for great energy, great taste without the crash and burn, man, Raise is the drink, man. Again, like a lot of things, drink responsibly. You probably don't want to drink like 8 in a row. That's probably a bad idea. But if you need like a little quick boost, man, you drink one of those cans, man. Booyah, dude. You go from 1 to 10 in no time. So Raise Energy. Grab Raise and feel the craze. Also, I want to shout out Official Her Team. They offer an amazing line of apparel. They do great work, great apparel, man. So if you need men, women, teens, kids, man, they got you covered. So great fashion, man. They're my go-to. So check them out on Instagram, Official Her Team. Also want to shout out A-List Apparel, for supporting me, and also Vitamax too for supporting me too. Also thank you everybody else for listening to the Great Weight Podcast. And it's been a while. Like I said, I'll probably post you. I'm so sporadic with these, man. Sometimes I'll post a lot. Maybe sometimes I'll post a few. We'll kind of see. But thank you so much for listening to this short and sweet episode of the Scotty Be Funny Podcast. And enjoy your week.